Okay, last time we're learning about nighttime, about Shema before going to sleep, with Hamapel and all that. Now, a person should not, halachically, should not, according to Kabbalah also, they shouldn't sleep in their clothes. You're not supposed to sleep in your clothes. Also, it says that when you take off your clothes, you shouldn't put it as a pillow to lay on top of your, to sleep on top of your clothing, because it says it's kosher l'shikcha, makes you forget your learning. So, in other words, even though in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim, it says, slept on the garments, but there's two opinions. Number one opinion says they slept next to it, or else in the Beis HaMikdash there was no impurity, so it didn't matter that the Kohenim slept like that. But ideally, a person should not sleep in their clothes, according to Halacha, and they should make sure they don't lay on their clothing either. Now, when you take off your clothing, like we learned when you get dressed in the morning, so you go right side first and then left, and you go from top to bottom. When you remove clothing, you go the opposite way. You take off left first, then right, and then when you're undressing your clothing, you take off the bottom first and then the top. Then you can go like, you can go layer by layer. Let's say you could do, you know, let's say your pants and then shirt and then underwear, whatever it is. But when you get dressed, because right is more important than left, top is more important than bottom. So when you get dressed, you go right hand, like you put it in your sleeve. You put your right hand sleeve first, and then the left sleeve, and the right pant leg, and then the left pant leg, and the right shoe, then you put on the left shoe, but tying, you tie the left shoe first. So if you're taking off, let's say, your shoes at night, and let's say you have ties, you tie your shoes, so then you undo the right shoe first, then you undo the left shoe first, then the second, and then you take off the left shoe first, and then you take off the right shoe. Then you take off your pants. You go from bottom up. It's just the opposite of the way it was done. Next is also that a person, according to Halacha, should not sleep on their stomach, and they should not sleep on their back. According to Halacha, you should sleep on your side. And in Halacha it says, you go to sleep on your left side, and you wake up on your right side. That's why there was an expression years ago when a guy was in a rotten mood. They said he woke up on the left side of the bed. For those of you that are old, remember that? Today they don't say it, because everybody wakes up on the left side of the bed. But they said the left side of the bed. That's what he used to say. When we were growing up, there was an expression they said. A guy was in a bad mood during the day. They said he probably woke up on the left side of the bed. So it says in Halacha, the preferred thing for health-wise also, it says, okay, you lay down, you fall asleep, you go to sleep on your right side, on your left side, and you wake up on the right side. So it says in Halacha, what happens if by mistake you woke up on the left side? So you close your, this is what it says in Halacha, you close your eyes, you turn around, go get up on the right side. But this is the proper way of doing it, of going to sleep and getting up. Okay, that finishes these dinim. The next din. What type of clothing? It says you don't wear the clothes you wore during the day. Yeah, pajamas or not, whatever. Person not obligated to wear pajamas. They can sleep without pajamas if they want also. But they have to get, they should be under covers because of modesty, whatever. But you don't, it says, it's brought down in Tzvam. You don't sleep at night in the same clothing you wore during the day. I mean, obviously, there's exceptions. You're going camping somewhere and you're out in the woods, you know, so whatever. But generally speaking, that's the way it should be.
Airplane?
Yeah, airplane. There's an interesting shayla about sleeping on a plane. We learned already that you shouldn't have food under your bed when you sleep because of the ruach ra. Okay, so now, if I'm going on a plane, so you put your stuff, yeah, you take, let's say, food on board, yeah, some snacks or whatever, and you put it in the seat, under the seat in front of you. Now, if it's a night flight, that guy's probably going to be sleeping. So then the question is that a problem? Is that a problem with the food being under that seat if it's overnight with somebody sleeping on it? So that's discussed in Sfarmi, right? That's not a problem. But I had a relative that was very, 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 it was a woman. She was very, very frum. when she traveled on a plane overnight, she took a little negavasser pail with her. That she should have negavasser when she wakes up. She shouldn't have to walk to the bathroom or whatever it is. She would, I've never seen that ever before. In fact, it's discussed in Halacha if you have to do it. Halacha says you don't have to do it because it's not a bed, it's not really sleeping. I mean, yeah, in the morning you have to get up and wash negavasser, but nobody does it next to the seat on the plane. There's a story with Rebbe's father when he was taken into, Golis, into exile by the Russians. So they were traveling a whole night and they had nothing to eat or drink. And finally in the morning they gave each prisoner like a cup of water to drink. And the Rebbe's father used it for negavasser instead of drinking. That's after they had no food or drink for an extended period of time. But the Rebbe's father used it for negavasser rather than drinking it. What? When you're in the morning, you should go. In the morning, you should wash negavasser.
Before you get off the plane.
Well, the question about washing on the plane, yeah, but the best place would be to wash off the plane. Because in the plane, the bathroom of the plane is not. But it's really covered. I mean, if you have no, you can't make a brach in the bathroom.
Of course, the four amas.
No, according to that, the whole plane is four amas. Like the whole house.
Get out because you have to wash.
No, people are not machmen that way. Okay. Next dinim in Kitzer is the dinim of Shabbos. Okay, the sanctity of Shabbos, the preparation for Shabbos, and so on. So the Gemara says that Shabbos is a big sign from Hashem to testify to the fact that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. So Shabbos is called, in Yerushalmi and in many places, it's called Yesedo Amuna, foundation of Jewish belief. Because by a person keeping Shabbos, they're actually testifying to the fact that they're resting on Shabbos just like Hashem rested when he created the world. Or to explain that word resting by Hashem, it means that he stopped creating. 6 days he created, the seventh day Hashem stopped creating. So therefore the Hashem told us 6 days you can create and the seventh day you rest, meaning you stop creating. So it says the Shabbos is equal to all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Whoever keeps Shabbos properly, it's like, and that's what the Poskim writes, Kelechase means properly, which is so infinite dinim of Shabbos, it's because you kept the whole Torah. Okay, and then there's a din, if somebody desecrates Shabbos, but as we'll discuss, and we discussed in the past, it doesn't apply most places today, because it's not what's called an open desecrator of Shabbos, it's called a person that just doesn't know better. Okay, so the Navi, when he speaks about Shabbos, praises the day of Shabbos. Asher enish yasezeh, shem Shabbos kilchose, if you keep Shabbos properly, and therefore it says like this, whoever keeps Shabbos properly and honors it and has pleasure on Shabbos, he has an abundance of reward in this world in addition to the reward in the world to come. Okay, now it says, Zohar is yema Shabbos l'kachi. In the Aseres HaDibros we learned, it says you have to remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. So the Gemara says that is not only on Shabbos. It's actually a mitzvah a whole week to remember Shabbos. So the Gemara tells there was an argument between Shammai and Hillel. Not an argument, but they acted differently. When Shammai found something nice, he said, putting it away for Shabbos. And then if he found something better, he ate up the first thing and kept the second thing better for Shabbos. And whatever he did a whole week, he lived with Shabbos because, whatever he got, Sunday, Monday, whatever it was, he lived for Shabbos. Hillel, the Gemara says, agreed that Shammai's way is better. But Hillel said, Baruch Hashem Yem Yem, I believe in God every day. He found something, he ate it, he said, for Shabbos, Hashem will give me already. So Hillel had it, but Hillel says, it's an abrodan aloha, that Hillel agreed really in concept, in theory, that Shammai's way is a better way of keeping Shabbos properly. We also mentioned, we learned many times in the classes, that The Ramban writes, and the Pasuk Zocher Sema Shabbos Sekatshei, the Ramban writes, one of the ways we keep Shabbos every day is when we say the Yom Yom. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. We don't say Yom Rishon B'Shavua, Yom Sheni B'Shavua. We don't, because week is really Shavua. Why do we say Yom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos? The Ramban writes, because that's how we remember the concept of Shabbos every day. We also learned that there's two aspects of Shabbos. There is Shabbos, the last day of the week, that the Gemara says, both in Zayah and the Gemara, that Shabbos elevates all the days of the previous week. Like this coming Shabbos is going to elevate all the days of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of the previous week. It also says about Shabbos in Zayar, my name is Barchum Kula Yemen. That from Shabbos, the days of the next week are blessed. So Shabbos, basically, at the end of the week, elevates everything that was done in Shabbos during the week, and also blesses the next week. That's one aspect of Shabbos, as the end and the beginning of the week, so to speak. Then there's another aspect of Shabbos, that Shabbos is the middle of the week. Shabbos day is the middle of the week. And therefore you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is connected to Shabbos that passed. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are connected to the coming Shabbos. In other words, this coming Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is connected to the coming Shabbos. And following Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is connected to the previous Shabbos. Therefore the halacha is, if somebody for whatever reason it is didn't make Havdalah Saturday night, they can make Havdalah through Tuesday. The wire is through Tuesday. Why not Wednesday, Thursday? I mean, the wire Tuesday. So it says, because the Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are still connected to the previous Shabbos. Once you go to Wednesday, it's too late, because Wednesday is the preparation for the next week. And therefore, like we learned, the Friedrich Rebbe used to say, this Rebbe brings it down in our Yom Yom, that on Wednesdays, Yom Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos, we say in the Kel Nukamas Hashem, and then we say at the end of it, we say Lochun Ranan Ol Hashem. We say that what's called the Friedrich Rebbe called the Declainer Lochun Ranan Ol, the small Lochun Ranan. Even though it's not in that chapter of Tillim, it's in the next chapter of Tillim. But we say three psukim of Lochun Ranan Ol. Why do we say three psukim of Lochun Ranan Ol? It's brought down because already from Wednesday, we start ushering in Shabbos. It's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The three psukim correspond with Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So that's the inyan of Shabbos. That it's connected to the previous week, the next week, and so on and so forth. Okay. Now, it's better to buy things on Friday for Shabbos because it's fresher and it's closer to Shabbos. It's noticing more that you're doing it for Shabbos. But certain things, Ezra HaSefer, the beginning of the second base of Migdash, he instituted that certain things should be done on Thursday. Why? That Friday they'll have more time to get ready for Shabbos. First he said doing laundry. Don't forget, today they didn't have those machines. Like today you put a machine and go and keep working. They had to go to the river and wash the clothing. So Ezra made a takana that the women, who used to do it then, should wash the clothing on Thursday, that she'd have enough time to be able to cook and get ready for Shabbos.